did with Jonah Shandell of Headwater, as well as an interview with Ethan Collister, another local musician. We also have Jason calling in from Toronto with his Toronto Tracks of the Week. And we also have a band live in studio. We have Stoned Moses that's going to be coming in pretty soon, so stay tuned because we got a lot of things coming up here.
Jonas?
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Really, really good.
Awesome. So, I guess you're heading off to Alberta tomorrow, is that right?
Yep.
Heading on tour once again?
Yep.
Nice. Are you hitting some spots that you've hit before?
Yeah, we're hitting spots, except we've never played in Nampton, Alberta, which we'll be doing. Basically, we'll just be hitting that dusty strand once again, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. And after that, you're coming back to Vancouver for a quick little jaunt, and then you're heading off on your second European tour.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now is that
we're going to Switzerland first.
Right.
Yeah.
Now is that when was the last time you guys were over there? Was that less than a year ago?
November.
Okay, two European tours in 1 year. That's pretty. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know why we're really doing it, other than it's really, really fun. But it's a long way. And actually, on this next tour, we're going to be driving 10,000 kilometers in and around, like, between the UK and Switzerland. Italy, Austria, Germany, Holland. So it's going to be pretty rocking.
Yeah. Yeah, I ran into Matt on the street about a week ago, and he said you're doing more or less the same tour, but you're adding on just a whole bunch more dates. And
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Yeah, since our last tour, we started working with more booking agents and more promoters in other countries. So it's kind of like, I figure every time we go, it's just going to be a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger, to the point where, like, we don't even have to play our instruments. We just sit on the stage drinking wine.
Well, that sounds like fun. Cool.
Yes, so what's new with you?
What is new with me? Well, that's a good question.
I saw you guys play up on Hornby Island. It was very cool.
Yeah, I'm shocked I didn't see it there. I saw Mr. Weens, one of our old high school teachers up there.
Yeah, that's right. I was hanging out with Mr. Weens the whole time.
Oh, nice.
And he was saying how much he liked you.
Oh, well, he's such a nice man. He looks just like Jerry Garcia to me.
Totally.
I think he fits the Hornby Island vibe pretty well.
Yeah, he sums it up pretty good.
Yeah. Nice. Well, I've been listening to this record, this new album that you have put out as this solo project, and I've been pretty impressed with it. And I just wanted to ask you, like, is this something that you're going to be promoting while you're on tour, with Headwater? Is this how is this all working out for you as the solo thing?
Kind of side promoting it, I'm selling the CDs at Headwater shows,
right?
And I'm doing my own shows as well. I toured out east to Toronto back in October,
right?
And did a tour out there and promoted out there, and I'm just kind of seeing where it leads, but I'm getting a real good response. So what I did is I released the album in England just before we come over with Headwater, and kind of using that to generate publicity for the Headwater tour as well as promote the CD.
Right. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of Headwater and records, are we, I believe Lay You Down, your last album, came out. It's been almost 2 years now, is that right?
Yep.
Are we? Can we expect to see another one with the Headwater name on it anytime soon?
Yeah, we've got something in the works right now, and we're probably going to be doing it in November and releasing in the spring.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Now, the last album you did, Lay You Down, was done with Marc L'Espérance.
Yes, L'Espérance.
L'Espérance?
Yes.
Whom I just met for the first time, actually, down at Under the Volcano. It seems like a pretty awesome guy.
Very cool.
Is that somebody you would think Headwater's going to work with again on this next album?
Definitely, like, we loved working with them. I think on the next one we may... Well, I don't know yet, but we've had some offers from other producers, too, and we're kind of just, you know, taking it as it comes, but, you know.
Right.
Haven't made any decisions yet.
Okay.
Now, yeah, working with Mark's killer. He's great.
Yeah, and he also plays with you every once in a while, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a killer drummer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a killer photographer.
That's right.
And he plays saxophone.
Holy moly, what else does he do?
He does so much stuff. He can, like, repair things. He's a great photographer.
Nice. We'll have to check out... I guess he's got a website. I forgot to check that out. I have the web address sitting in my wallet right now. I'll have to pull that out and take a look-see.
Yeah.
Anyways, I got another question for you. I've noticed on this latest... self-titled this solo project that you put out, as well as Lay You Down, Nowhere Town Records is on each of those CDs. Can you tell me a little bit about Nowhere Town Records and what that is? And
it's basically just my dining room full of CDs and paperwork and stuff like that, and it's just kind of like a dining room.
Cool. So this is your own record label then, technically?
Yeah. The band just runs the label, kind of thing. Okay. Like Matt does the publicity. Patrick deals with having our merchandise stuff ordered and all that stuff. And Tim books flights and does logistics.
Okay. So it's more the kind of business end of Headwater.
Yeah, it's the unfortunate end of where, you know, earning a living at it and kind of, you know, doing our work.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, I won't keep you too long, but I got one more question here for you. I was... like I say, I've been totally digging this solo album that you put out, and I've been playing the crap out of it. And there's one track I noticed Ricardo Cayet sang on the album, who's a really awesome guy. We had him on the show a couple months ago.
Yeah,
Ricardo of the Reckoners. But there was one voice that stood out to me, and I don't know if it was yours or whose it was, but on the track 7, Mercy Street, the Peter Gabriel cover, there is one voice that is extremely deep and very low, and I believe it's somebody singing on the chorus. Who sings
That's
that?
Old man Cam Grant, the Hound Dog.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. He was just a buddy of Matt. Well, Matt Rogers, the producer, introduced me to him, and he's kind of been doing like the crazy cover band thing in Miami for like 10 years, and kind of got burnt out and opened a studio in North Bend close to Baker Street Studios where we did the recording.
Right.
And he just popped over one day and he did those really low vocals. It was kind of cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have to say, it sounds great. Speaking of Matthew Rogers, Neighborhood Productions is now... Have you worked with him before, or is that kind of a first-time thing?
That was the first time.
nice. Well, I have to say it turned out quite well.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess thanks for the interview.
My pleasure, Mark.
And I wish you the best of luck on, well, I guess your Alberta trip, but more so the your second European trip of the year.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, take care and have fun.
All right. We'll catch you on the flip side, Mark. And looking forward to catching another The Get Down show.
For sure, man.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get a few more on the roster.
Yeah. Sweet.
All right, man.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya.
All right, you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Ferby. That was an interview I conducted with Jonas Chandel of Headwater and also of Jonas Chandel. On Tuesday, I caught up with him. He's currently in Alberta touring with Headwater, and they're going to be hitting the road, heading off to Europe towards the start of September. So, as for right now, we're going to have a little listen to that Mercy Street track we had talked about in the interview. Listen for that that deep voice. Here it is, Mercy Street, CITR 101.9.
Dreams all made soft, all the dreams made real. All of the buildings and all of the cars were once just a dream in somebody's head. She pictures the broken glass, pictures the steam. She pictures a soul with no leak at the sea. Take the boat out, wait until darkness. Let's take the boat out, wait until darkness comes. Nowhere in the corridors of pale green and gray, nowhere in the suburbs, in the cold light of day. There in the midst of it, so alive and alone, dreaming of
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All right, good morning. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Ferby. We just heard Mercy Street from Jonas Shandell, who is now touring in Alberta and is going to be heading off to Europe at the start of September. I caught up with him on Tuesday and did that interview. Also on Tuesday, I caught up with another fellow named Ethan Collister, who is a local. He's actually from Alberta originally. Spent a lot of time in Vancouver, and he just came back from a tour across Canada. And so I caught up with him, so we're going to hear a little interview that I had with him. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Ethan, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you.
Excellent. Good time for an interview?
Good time, man. You betcha.
Cool, man. Well, I don't have a whole lot prepared here, but I guess you just came back from an East Coast tour. Is that right?
Can you say that again?
Did you? You just came back from the East Coast not too long ago, touring.
Not too long ago, yeah. I put together a small band in the spring, and yeah, we did. We went from Vancouver out to Halifax. Back to Vancouver again. It took us about 6 weeks to do the loop.
Nice. And previous to that, you put out your third album, Wishing Well, back in January.
That's right.
And after that, is it true you did a BC tour supporting that album in the winter?
Yeah, we did a small tour of Western Canada just to release the record.
Right.
And then we did the Cross Canada thing, which was a lot more extensive.
Right.
And just got off a small tour of the interior BC just the other day, actually.
Nice. Now, are you originally from Alberta?
I'm born and raised in Calgary, Alberta.
Oh, Calgary boy. Cool, but you seem to make Vancouver your home at times, is that right?
Yeah, Well, I moved out here when I was 18, like right when I got out of high school, and I went to school at UBC, and probably lived here about 5 years at that time, and I would say Vancouver is loosely my base. I mean, for the past 3 or 4 years, I've been traveling quite a bit.
Yeah.
But Vancouver is probably the most consistent city that I return to, and, you know, I haven't been spending a long time here at any one time, but I spent the winter, last winter here, for about 6 months, so when I'm not moving, it seems like I end up here.
Yeah. it's a nice place to be.
It's a beautiful place to be. Yeah, it's a wonderful city. Life is good here.
Nice. So, can you tell me a bit about this last tour that you did? Are there any highlights, or is there anything that really, kind of made it, worthwhile, or anything that really jumped out at you that you'll remember forever?
That I would remember forever. Well, hey, the whole thing, really. But we played a few gigs around the Kootenays, the East Kootenays there.
Yeah.
Hey, really love the area. Really beautiful, nice people. Great energy all around. It's a holiday to hang out in a place like that.
Yeah, for sure. Cool, man. Now, one more thing here for you. I took a look at your website, Ethan Collister.
www.thebeatsandbeats.com, is that right?
That's right.
And there is, I had a good laugh at this one, a video that you did a ways back titled Viral Video.
Now, going viral, right?
Going viral, that's right. Now this was, did your video go viral?
I guess so. I'd like to think it's still going viral. the more people who view it, the more viral it gets, I suppose.
Right. Yeah, I guess so.
But yeah, that was sort of like a facetious business statement or something, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, mostly for fun and for a laugh for my fans out there.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, I certainly enjoyed it.
But I'm glad you got to take a look at that, man. That's good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. That's the important thing.
Yeah. Do you think you'll put any more viral videos out there in the near future?
To be honest, the next idea is to just do a music video, maybe.
Yeah.
And kind of tossing around some ideas for that. One is just to record something, a live performance, which I think would probably be the most sincere and representative way to make a video. But yeah, there's all kinds of other ways too. So I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Cool, man. Now I know this. Your latest album, Wishing Well, just came out back in January. But do you have any future plans on any new works in the near future?
Yeah, I'm working on new stuff. I probably wouldn't anticipate another record until 2011.
Right.
But for now, I'll probably do a little more touring on Wishing Well and just putting together new stuff and trying out that out. But yeah, I would say the process is continual. The process is happening. So yeah, you can definitely look forward to more music down the road.
Nice. Well, I have to say thank you for the free download, because you have all your albums on your website.
Awesome.
Completely free.
Is that going to be on the air?
Would you like it to be?
Definitely.
Well, then it will be. Yeah, no, that's that was one thing that I thought was pretty cool. I guess it's hard this day and age to really, you know, the way the music business goes, you know, to really sell your music. Do you think?
Yeah.
Are you going to be putting the next album up the same way too? Are you going to be putting it up for free?
I would imagine so. I mean, I'm still selling hard copies.
Yeah.
Especially at live shows. But, yeah, the idea with that was, I mean, you know, to be honest, these days I get my music for free. So do, you know, all my friends sort of in my age group or my generation. And
yeah.
I assume anybody younger is doing the same. So, yeah, it was just kind of like a why fight it kind of move, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Try and go with the current rather than swim against it.
Yeah. Have you...
But yeah, I think that's the reality of music on the internet right now. It's free. So, yeah, rather than try and sort of draw blood from a stone, I thought just get it out there, you know, and make it easy for people if they want to pirate it.
Yeah. Have you ever considered printing vinyl at all?
Yeah, definitely. That's it's a personal dream of mine. That's my favorite way to experience music. So
yeah.
Even just for my own sake, I would be really thrilled to have my music pressed on vinyl. But yeah, for the time being, it's sort of about cost. And
yeah.
I would definitely consider the next time I do an album pressing vinyl rather than CDs. And you know, maybe do the download card thing instead of CDs. Include a download card in the vinyl package. But,
for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that's definitely something I would like to do in the future.
Cool, man. Well, I look forward to seeing some Ethan Collister on vinyl, or rather hearing it.
Awesome.
Nice. Now, I just wanted to say thanks for doing the interview. I guess you're heading out of town pretty soon, aren't you? Heading back to good old Alberta?
Yeah, I'm going to go visit Alberta for a little while.
Nice.
But should be back in Vancouver before long, and probably come through to play at the very least in the fall. So that's something to look forward to maybe in October or November.
Nice. Well, I will keep my eyes and ears open for that and hopefully catch a show when you're rolling into town.
Hey, awesome, Mark.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for the interview, and take care and have fun back home. And
will do, and hey, you take care in beautiful BC and Vancouver as well. And hey, I really appreciate you talking to me, Mark.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thank you.
All right, you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That was an interview I did with Ethan Collister on Tuesday. So now we are going to play a song from Ethan. Ethan Collister is called Paper Brown Bag. And I should also mention, if you were listening to the interview, he's happy to say that if you go to his website, ethancollister.com, you can download for free all three of his albums. And I have done that myself. Anyways, here's Paper Brown Bag from Ethan Collister.
So many things I wish that we could be, 'cause were only lovers in my mind.
Good morning. We're back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM, live in studio with a band out of Mission, BC, called Stone Moses. How's it going, guys?
It's going absolutely great, dude.
Excellent. Cool. Well, we're just getting a little bit cozy here, just getting set up so we can get some excellent sound out of these guys.
Oh yeah.
Nice, a little acoustic set they're going to be playing for us here live in the studio. As for now, I have a little concert announcement that I'm very happy to, I just discovered yesterday. I was walking down Commercial Drive and came across a poster for Dr. Dog. Yes, one of my favorite bands. I came across their latest CD, Shame Shame, a couple months ago, and I fell in love with it. So I'm very happy to announce that Dr. Dog is coming back to Vancouver on October 30th. So we're going to hear a track from their latest album, Shame Shame. This song is called Shadow People.
The rain's falling, it's after dark. The streets are swimming with the sharks. It's the right night for the wrong company. And there ain't nothing around here to look at. Move along. Some plastic chair, hoping these cigarettes will save us. Here we go again. Low. Where did all the shadows?
All right, we're back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Fairby. We're live in studio right now with a local band called Stoned Moses. How's it going, guys?
Hello.
Going good, dude.
Hello.
Excellent, excellent.
Sweet.
So, you guys didn't drive all the way from Mission this morning. Is that right?
Absolutely not.
I was wondering about that because, what's her name? Adriana. She was the one who contacted me to have you guys in on the show. So thanks, Adriana. I don't know where she went. She took
thanks,
off.
Adriana.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Adriana.
Thanks. anyway, so yeah, nice to have you guys on the show. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having
us. It's sometimes hard to get bands in here this early in the morning, but some people just get up and do it and get her done.
Get her done!
So you guys recently won a contest, is that right?
Yeah, man, totally.
Okay, well, why don't you tell me a little bit about that? What exactly is the contest? You're heading off to India.
Definitely, man. Well, what happened is we got affiliated with a website called supernova.com and did a couple battles. And one of these contests was if you won a battle and got judged on ticket sales and general stage presence, you advanced to a judging round with some judges from like a manager from Rush and some other high up there people from the industry, like professionals. And if you won, you go to Mumbai to play a rock festival called Independence Rock, pretty much representing Canada and the entire globe. Like every continent has a band that comes out, and there's a contest, and yeah, man, we're just repping Canada hard, West Coast in it.
Nice. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So when do you head to Mumbai? India.
October 2nd.
It's kind of in the air still, but yeah, it looks like it might actually be later.
Oh, really?
Maybe even the mid.
News to me.
That's the funny thing about it. The date hasn't been set yet. Apparently, this happens every single year.
It was supposed to be in August.
Oh,
it was
wow.
supposed to be, like, last week.
Huh. They just keep changing the dates on you, hey?
Yeah, man. Not on everyone.
Yeah.
Cool. So, so does that mean Supernova's paying for your flight?
You get 3 days all expenses paid.
So, in India, so yeah, it's gonna be pretty expensive. and yeah, we get a flight there and we get a chill in India as long as we want. We get a flight back, so
yeah,
totally.
You got set up, sure.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah, we have a friend over there as well that's gonna show us to the Himalayas and stuff under there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Here's a $90 flight to the Himalayas and
so, yeah.
Yeah,
no, it should be a good
$14 time. Train ride to Goa and yeah, man, it's gonna be crazy. Try to stay out of trouble.
Cool, man. Well, sounds like fun. So as for recording, you guys have songs up on your MySpace, obviously.
Yeah.
And do you guys have an album out right now, or is?
No, we don't. We work with a friend of ours who is a good engineer named Josh von Hardenberg. And he has a little studio set up in his house, and he's recorded some demos with us. I mean, they're demo quality, but it definitely, you know, shows what we can do. We see ourselves as a live jam band. We really think that our performance live is what we do the best.
Nice. And that's what you guys were doing last night, because you didn't sleep in Mission, so what'd you do?
Smoked and bust.
Oh, boy.
And we drank Brass Cookies, man. Orange shoes and OE, repping that all day, every day, baby.
Awesome. Yeah, that's funny. We were just talking about this earlier. I was standing out front of the Rio Theater. A friend of mine told me there's some free showing of a skateboard video at the Rio Theater. So we went down there, and it turned out there was like a couple hundred people standing in line to go see this free movie.
Yeah.
And I saw you guys walking by, just getting your night started. So you started off around Commercial Broadway. Where'd you end up at?
Okay, Commercial Station. We bust Badfish, and then we bust Badfish again. Made $5.
We know about 40 songs, and we only played Badfish. And
Marshall
the other
Tucker.
Ones last night.
Marshall Tucker. Oh no, what was another really really good one? Steeler's Wheels Stuck in the Middle with You. That was a moneymaker too, man. Thank you for that $20 tip, whoever you gave that to us. That was tight.
Awesome. Cool. Well, Jason the Bear Paulette, my co-host, shall be calling in from Toronto probably in the next 5 minutes. So, before that happens, you guys feel like playing a song right now? And
let's do it.
And then we'll wait for Jason's phone call?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, you're listening to Friday Sunrise on the CITR 101.9 live in studio with Stoned Moses. Awesome. All right, you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9, live in studio with Stoned Moses. I believe I have Jason the Bear Paulette live on the line right now. So we're going to take a quick little break here and come back with some more Stoned Moses live in studio.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every- Saturday, Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nod Rush Show. What's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Toronto, Ontario, Canada, it's time for Toronto Tracks with Jason the Bear Paulette.
Good morning, Jason.
Good day, Mark.
How's it going?
Goes well, goes well.
Excellent.
A little hungover today.
So are we.
But yeah, things are good, things are well. Well,
that's good.
Hello, Stoned Moses.
What's up, dude?
What's going on, guys?
You know it, bro. You know it.
Yeah, man. Sounding good.
Thanks, dude.
Cool. Nice. Did you hear that last track over the phone?
Yeah, I got it on my iPhone application as well. I've been listening to the shows.
So. Oh, lovely. Yes, I should ask you about that one more time because I've forgotten what it's called. What is this this application on the iPhone that you can get for to pick up CITR?
It's called TuneIn Radio.
TuneIn Radio.
Yeah. Just download that, and you can get basically radio stations from all over the world.
Cool. But most of all, CITR. That's what.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, I
what the main focus is.
I only have one station programmed in there. CITR, 24/7.
Excellent.
Every day.
Well, I'm glad you're listening.
You know, of course.
One of the coolest radio stations in. Well, in the world.
In the world.
One of
the top.
Cool. So what's shaking out Toronto way?
Well, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, mostly some debauchery.
Oh, word of the day is debauchery. Oh, man, we got a show tonight. We're advertising as Stone Moses Debauchery Fest.
Oh, nice.
You know it, dude.
Nice. Yeah, I did some good times, basically. I was supposed to see a band yesterday. I went to another bachelor party. Apparently, everybody in this province is getting married. And the band ended up getting so wasted there was no show.
Are you serious?
Everybody was just blasted. It was a good time though.
Sounds like a show.
What's that?
So sounds like a show.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty handy. It was like a farmhouse with a stage built in front of the farmhouse just ended up with people spilling drinks and falling down on. So.
Oh yeah, spill your drink up.
Yeah, it's good times. But I do have some Toronto tracks where you got some bands you should let the peeps in Vancouver give a listen to.
All right, well, tell me all about them.
All right, well, we got Fox Jaws. They're some folk new wave. Very interesting sound from those guys. They're out of Barrie. They got a good track called The Enabler. If you check out the MySpace, play that one. I think that's pretty good. And you can also check them out on foxjaws.com. They got a new album coming out. It's called At Odds, or Exercises in Separation While United in the Fall. And, if you check out all their info on MySpace or foxjaws.com, you can find out more about where to get that. And then we got some folk country from Jerry Ledger, who is from Toronto. Very nice, mellow, very nice sound, really soothing. Just good folk country. He's playing tonight at the Fred Eaglesmith Picnic in Almermont, Ontario. Almer, Ontario? I don't know. Picnic, I suppose. But, I guess it's a little folk country show there. A good tune to play from Jerry Ledger is Half Asleep and Drunk. You play that one, that's cool. And The Balconies. Saw these guys last Friday when I went to Sneaky D's to see Sandman Viper Command. They were part of the Beatles versus Stones show. And, a really nice band. They're playing September 3rd. I guess that's a couple weeks away. At Kensington's with Cactus and Barry. And September 8th at the Clark Hall Pub in Kingston. So if you're out here in Ontario listening to the show, make sure you check those guys out. And a good track to play from those guys is a song called Elephant Lamp. So, that's what I found out here this week.
Cool, man. So you actually saw was this The Balconies? You saw them play last week?
Yeah, The Balconies along with Sandman Viper Command last week at Sneaky D's. They had the Stones versus the Beatles. And, good times.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, really nice band. Yeah, you'll check them out. You'll hear. You know, they got a good sound. Good little variety happening today. The Fox Jaws. They consider themselves folk rock / new wave. It's very, very trippy for folk rock. I think it's pretty smooth.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know what else to say.
Well, I guess just play some awesome rockin' music, and I'll get back at you next week.
All right, man. Sounds good.
All right, Moses, good luck in India, guys.
Hey, dude, thanks, man. Cool, dude. Good luck in T-Dot. T-Dot it.
Yeah. Yes, I'll continue on the debauchery in honor of you guys.
That's word of the day, bro. Debauch.
All right, gentlemen. Take care.
Peace out.
Cool. Thanks, Jake. We'll talk to you later. All right, that was Jason the Bear Paulette calling in from live from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. So we're going to play his Toronto Tracks of the Week. We're going to start off with Fox Jaws out of Barrie, Ontario. This is The Enabler. We'll be right back.
years ago yesterday. I needed peace and quiet, but I thought of you in any way. The hands that slapped me sweetly, the kind words you used to say. Well, who the hell is Robert Wilson? Is Robert Wilson here to stay? Dressed in copper rags, dragging down the aisle with ropes around your neck. I'm half asleep and drunk, I've been drinking all along. We're looking at the house we shared where my mail no longer comes. If you really want me gone for good, well, give me that voodoo doll.
Yeah.
right, we're back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM, live in studio with Stoned Moses. So we got about 25 minutes before Marie steps in for a synchronicity spiritual talk for your mind, body, and soul. So we're going to see if we can get a few more songs out of you guys. And yeah.
Can't wait. But
before we do that, I actually want to ask Adriana a couple questions here. Now, she's the one. Come over here, Adriana, near the microphone.
Hello.
You're the one who got in contact with me about having Stone Moses on. In the studio.
Yeah.
Are you so you work for Supernova, is that?
Yeah, I work for Supernova, and that's where I met Stone Moses. Was they were competing in several of the Supernova shows around town, and I really love their sound and their vibe, so I want to get involved with them.
We really love you, Adrian.
Oh, I love you too, guys.
You're such a mass lady. So tell me, what exactly is Supernova?
It's a promotional company based out of Toronto, and they host a lot of Battle of the Bands here around in Vancouver. And they also are involved in the Seeds competitions as well with Seafox, and yeah, that's kind of their deal out here on the West Coast.
Cool. And how did you get involved with them?
I basically just applied for the job and ended up getting it, and I've been working with them ever since, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. She's intelligent, professional, and organized. And she loves a good giggle.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
good.
Well, you guys feel like playing another tune here?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do it.
This track's called Behind the Sun, man. It's good. I like it. Yes, I'm dancing, dancing, dancing through the world. Yes, I'm dancing, dancing, dancing through the world. Break. Oh, well.
Yay! Well, we practiced. Oh, that's awesome. All right, we're going to take a quick little break here, and then we're going to be right back here on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver with Stone Moses.
CITR 101.9 FM and Bad Bird present the Main Street Vinyl and Arts Fair, Sunday, August 22nd at the Lunar Lounge, third floor of Planet Bingo, two blocks south of Main and Broadway. Buy, sell, trade new and used vinyl, 7 inches, LPs, and even cassettes. Check out wares from some of Vancouver's most talented young artists and jewelers, featuring live music from CITR DJ Luke Meat. Go to CITR.ca or badbird.tv for details. The Main Street Vinyl and Arts Fair, Sunday, August 22nd, noon to 6 p.m., third floor of Planet Bingo, two blocks south of Main and Broadway.
Oh, I see you there!
Live at the Lunar Lounge!
Beans are mainly grown in the Lower Mainland, but there is some production in the Okanagan Valley and on Vancouver Island. Did you know that BC produces about 4 million kilograms of beans? This many beans would cover a football field to a depth of over 2 meters.
We've got so many beans, we're having a sale. A blowout sale. Fresh hot releases. Have you got wind of these deals? You smelt it, we dealt it. At the Bean Warehouse in Gastown, right behind Gassy Jack. This weekend only. And maybe next. Weekend. Do.
If you're worried you've got a problem with excess flatulence, do speak to your doctor about it.
This message has been brought to you by the Bean Farmers Association of British Columbia, Canada. Thank you for your warm support.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness?
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials? I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
I'm
Mark.
I'm
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee.
And
Jason.
The Bear.
Paulette.
Because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to...
You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca. Or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise. Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. Music,
yeah, yeah. Of course. All right, we're back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Farabee, and we have some tickets to give away today for a band called Mohawk Lodge. If anybody's interested or even awake at this time listening and you want to go see a show at the Biltmore this coming August 20th, which is tonight.
That's
if you want to go see a show tonight at the Biltmore Cabaret, all you have to do is call 604-822-2487 to see this band that I'm playing right now. Sounds pretty cool. They're a Canadian band. I don't know a whole lot about them, but we have lots of tickets to give away to their show. But I should actually be advertising...
How about...
Stone Moses' show.
Okay, okay, well, if you find yourself in Mission, down at the old, if you find yourself there, I don't know, at the old Dudney Pub, we got the Stone Moses Debauchery Festival happening tonight. It's going to be off the chain. We got Casey Jones opening for us. We got a band called Rise to Ruins following. And whenever our drummer shows up, We're going to rock the house. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Debauchery.
And if you're not in Mission, well, you can go to the Biltmore for free. Just call 604-822-2487 and see Mohawk Lodge. Across the river's edge is where she lays her head. It was all bad news. It was all bad news. It was all bad news. It was all bad. When she revealed to me mysteries of the identities, the demons call, the demons call to me. But way back when, she was my special friend. Does she reveal to me on Friday Sunrise with Stoned Moses live in studio. Should also mention you guys are on the internet. You're on this cool new thing they call the internet at myspace.com/StonedMosesCanada.
Stoned Moses Canada, yeah.
As well as Facebook.
We got a Facebook page, Stoned Moses. If you want to keep in serious contact, you want to get some events and you know, up-to-date information on what we're doing. We got one follower on Twitter, too.
Yes!
All we tweet is F Sober Judas.
Awesome. Yeah. And speaking of your MySpace page, this is where I can find all the gigs that you have coming up. And you guys are you guys got a pretty loaded schedule. You're playing tonight at the Dudeney Pub, as well as the Cobalt September 1st.
Yes, yes. Let me give a shout-out to the Alex Mayer band we're opening up for, and Des Larson, too, is going to be joining us.
Awesome. And there's one show that stood out to me. October 1st, you're going to be playing at Tonic Nightclub. Now, I've been to Tonic Nightclub, I think, once in my life, and I have to say it was not my scene, but it might be a little bit different when you have three great bands playing.
Oh my god, cannot wait, man. Ivy League Brawlers, we've been waiting to play with them forever and ever and ever. Cannot wait. Giraffe Aftermath as well, man. Group of great guys. It looks like the music kicks ass. It's going to be funky grooving. There's like, we got saxophones coming out. It's going to be crazy brass. We're going to take a party bus out, hopefully from Mission. Everyone from Mission, party bus out there. $10 ticket.
Send money now.
Yeah, man. We're going to DJ it all night. It's going to get fist pumping.
Awesome. Sounds like a good time.
Fist pumping.
October 1st, Tonic Nightclub. Check that one out. Cool. Well, we got up with 10 minutes here, which should be enough time for you guys to play your last two songs for us, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to it. Sound a goodie?
Sound good. Sounds called Jack Dance. Acoustic version. Jack Dance.
All right, we got 7 minutes, boys. Let's get one more out of you.
I'm going to shout this one out to Christine Fisher. You know what it's for.
Ooh la la.
Oh, I'm blushing.
This is Stone Moses live in studio on Friday Sunrise. What do you call this one? This next one you're playing?
Nightingale.
All right.
To me over the phone, laughing at a tone, sounds so good to me though. Nightingale, colored words, sweet voice raised to those birds. She got the loveliest soul, she's so free. Sweet kisses, give me your love. Universe crush on him. It's the smile of
color. It's like I strung a secret chord and you bring me back to where I wanted more. But I never heard a love like this before. I wish I got your name. Baby, everything comes and goes. Stays around and beauty falls. It's the card game, a life I'm told. Singing this to you, I want you to know. You're like the summer breeze, makes my heart beat. Don't know what you done to me, but you're smooth as silk, la la. Sweet kisses, give me a love. Universe crush on every bottle of wine. Smooth as silk, la la.
Awesome. Well, I just want to say thank you, Stone Moses, for coming into the studio this early in the morning.
Oh, man, you okay? Get some shout-outs?
Yeah, let's do it.
Fatty, shout-out to the Groove Crew from Mission, who supported us since day one. Woo. I want to give a shout-out to VCK. I want to give a shout-out to Filthy Gutter Life. Woo. You know who that is. I want to give a fatty shout-out to Josh von Hardenberg for holding my hand.
Joshy.
And I want to give a shout-out to my mom for not kicking
all of our moms.
All of our moms. Thank you,
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, mom. Woo.
And my dad being the voice of reason.
All right, well.
And Adriana, and you. I love you.
Yes.
You're beautiful.
Well, thanks.
No problem.
Is he hitting on me right
now? Never point.
All right, well, this has been another episode of Friday Sunrise. I will not be back next week or the week after, for I will be at the Burning Man Festival in Nevada.
Dude, what are you dressing up like?
Oh, you don't even know.
I'm just going to bring up the word of the day more time. Debauchery.
You can check out the podcast of this show at CITR.ca, and don't forget to check out vanmusic.ca. You can check out all the bands. Jason's Toronto Tracks of the Week will be up there as well. We are on Facebook, yes. And, yep, I think that just about wraps it up. So we're going to close out the show with a track from Stone Moses off of their EP demo, whatever you like to call it.
Devil's Rodeo?
What's that?
Want to do Devil's Rodeo?
What track number is it?
Devil's Rodeo is track number, 3? Let's just hit track number 3, see what happens.
All right, we're shooting for track number 3. All right, thank you for listening, and we will catch you in about, 3 weeks.
Was a nightingale, smooth and a song. She falls race to the sky as she sings to me over the phone.
All right, this is the song that they just played live in studio. So we're gonna try another one. We're gonna go for track number 4.
all day.